Christmas Carol and Tree. The Christmas Carol, Silent Night, and Tree may be most people's first impressions of Christmas. But do you know where they came from? Born on a cold night in the chapel of a small Austrian village, Silent Night, the world's most famous Christmas carol, is celebrating its 190th anniversary. The song, known as Stille Nacht in the original German, was first performed on December 24, 1818, in the tiny hamlet of Oberndorf, as a local assistant priest, Joseph Moore, sought to comfort his flock, racked by poverty and misery in the aftermath of the Napoleonic Wars. He asked his friend, Franz Xaver Gruber, a teacher, to compose the music for 6 verses he had written 2 years prior, and they performed the song together at Mass, with the help of a simple guitar, says Renit Ebling-Winkler, a historian and expert on the topic. The song was an immediate success, but remained a secret for many years, until an organ delivery man from Tyrol took note of it on his way through the village. It soon became a favorite with Tyrolean singers, traveling up and down the continent in the winter to earn money. Admired for its resistance to Napoleon, Tyrol was very popular with Allied countries, and its best singers, like the Rainer family, were world stars, said Ebling-Winkler. These stars gave Silent Night worldwide fame, performing it at the Royal Court in London in 1827, in Moscow in 1831, and in New York in 1839. By this time, its origins had been largely forgotten, and Moore died in 1848 without ever knowing of his song's success. Franz Xaver Gruber only found out about it in 1854, when the carol was almost attributed to Michael Haydn, the brother of famed composer Joseph Haydn. But Silent Night had already made its way into German school books and into the Catholic and Protestant churches. Every year, thousands of tourists, mainly from Asia, travel to the little village to take part in a Christmas Eve ceremony in front of the small chapel. The origin of Christmas Tree is not as clear as Silent Night. Legend suggests that, in the late 16th century, Martin Luther, the founder of the Protestant religion, was the first to decorate an indoor tree with candles when he attempted to recreate the stars shining over a forest of evergreen. The first mention of decorated trees being taken indoors came in 1605 in Germany, a country with a long Christmas tree history. The trees were initially decorated with fruit and sweets, together with handmade objects such as quilted snowflakes and stars. German Christmas markets began to sell shaped gingerbreads and wax ornaments, which people bought as souvenirs of the fair and took home to hang on their tree. Tinsel was also invented in Germany in about 1610. Up until fairly recently, real silver was used, which was pulled into wafer-thin strips by special machines. This was durable but tarnished quickly, and many experiments took place to try and find an alternative, including a mix of lead and tin, which was too heavy and kept breaking. It was only in the mid-20th century that a viable alternative was found. Artificial trees were invented in the 1880s in a bid to try and stop some of the damage being caused to real trees due to people lopping off the tip of large trees, thus preventing the trees from growing any further. It got so bad in Germany that laws had to be brought in to prevent people having more than one tree.